There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back everybody to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 25th edition, 15 gamer on tap tonight. Hope everybody's Monday was good. It was a wild one, as we expected. Lots and lots of offense. Hope some of you pivoted to the Phillies and the Yankees over that game in Wrigley. That was one thing we talked about quite a bit on the pod and in the chats. That was an option that we liked, and it worked for some. Saw Squanto in the FSD Slack chat, took down $1,000, third place in tournament last night. So good to see there for the boys. If you want to come to the Fantasy Sports Degens, come check out the Slack chat. Just send me an email, your email address, or slide into the FSD on Twitter at Fantasy Degens Twitter and DM them, and they will let you know. Alrighty, the totals on tonight's slate: Mets at Phillies, 10.5. Padres Orioles waiting on that one because they're using the opener in Baltimore. It should be a high total. Blue Jays, Yankees, waiting on that one because both teams are using openers. Should be a pretty high total. White Sox, Red Sox, waiting on that one because the White Sox are using an opener. Royals, Indians, 9.5. Rangers, Tigers, 9.5. Nationals, Marlins, 7. Mad Max, we'll get to him in a minute. My Atlanta. Braves, Cubs, waiting on that one. The wind is blowing out hard to center field. Pirates, Astros, 8.5. Mariners, Brewers, 10. Rays, Twins, 9. A's, Cardinals, 8.5. Dodgers, D-backs waiting on that one as the Dodgers have Stripling starting, but likely only going a few innings. Rockies, Gigantes, Chichi, Gonzalez should be making a start for the Rockies against Mad Bum. Reds, Angels, 9. So we're still waiting for 6 totals on this slate. We only have 9 of the 15 totals. But in those 9 totals, we have 6 of those 9 or 9 or higher. And there's a good chance that 1, 2, 3... I like to say at least 3 of the other 6 are going to be 9 or higher. So about 2/3 of the totals on the slate should be 9 or higher. Again, lots of offense to pick from. Weather-wise, Chicago, Boston, blowing out to left field about 12 miles an hour. It's raining a lot early on. If things stay the way they look now, looks like late start, they could probably sneak it in, but keep an eye on that one. Atlanta, Chicago, blowing out to center about 15 miles an hour. Tampa Bay, Minnesota, blowing out to right field about 12 miles an hour. All right, you're pitching on this 15 game banger. You have about 6 guys at 9K and above, 3 guys at 10.8 and above. Mad Max Scherzer is at $12,400. That is a hefty, hefty price tag. Max has faced the Marlins twice this year, averaging 15 points per start. He's been outstanding this year, especially of late. 32.8 or more points in 4 straight starts. That is pretty, pretty good. It get you 30 plus, 33 plus essentially. That's not bad. But for 12-4, he's going to have to do that. That's the part that's a little scary. Mad Max, you know, breaking noses. His own nose, I should say. Bunting poorly. But gets a Miami team that strikes out 22.5% of the time against right-handed pitchers. Mad Max is a beast. There's no sugarcoating this at all. They have a 2.75 team total, lowest on the slate. Lefties 300, righties 226. It is a great spot if you can pay up for it. It's one of those, it's going to take a lot out of your lineup, but it's a phenomenal spot. You'll go low owned because of the price tag. Wanted to talk about Mad Max Scherzer. You got Garrett Cole at 11-5 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is a great spot for Cole. A little revenge narrative here in this one, if you so choose. But we know Cole's been lights out for the most part this year. You got a Pirates team that doesn't do a lot of damage. They strike out about 18.5% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. But Cole, 38% K rate, 16% swinging strike rate, 40% ground ball rate, minus 270 home favorite. Lots to like there when you look at Gerrit Cole. Pittsburgh's got a 2.9 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties 260, righties 255. So it's in play. Cole will give up a home run or two, so it's a little sneaky with Pittsburgh as well, some of their bats. But Cole is in play at 11.5, but still very expensive. Then you drop down to Shane Bieber. If you got Bieber fever, he's $10,800 tonight. He's averaging 21 points per game at home with 3.8 ERA. Has not faced Kansas City yet this year. He's coming off a 22.5 at Texas. Very impressive start there. 38.3 at Detroit, struggled against the Yankees, then 26-2 against Minnesota. So pitching really, really well overall this season. Has given up a lot of loud contact. Eno Saris wrote a very good article on The Athletic about it. Kind of strange stuff there, but he's a minus 230 home favorite today. Kansas City striking out over 20% of the time, and Bieber striking out over 31% of the batters he faces. Almost a 15% swinging strike rate to go with a 41% ground ball rate. So Bieber fever has been outstanding so far this season. And Kansas City has a 3.17 total, third lowest on the slate. Lefties are hitting 360, but righties only 299 versus the Biebs. So Biebs at 10.8, he's kind of the guy, if you're going into the five-figure range, I think he's got very, very good upside, pretty close to the same upside as Cole and Scherzer. Obviously, Cole and Scherzer can go to that next level, but for the amount of money you'll be saving, you're saving $700 off of Cole, you're saving $1,600 off of Scherzer. That'll add up in the long run with all the bats out there. So Bieber fever is the guy I'm looking at. He'll probably be the most popular up here, so keep that in mind. But he'd be where I'm at here. And then the last guy over 9K you can take a look at is Chris Bassitt at $9,300 at the St. Louis Cardinals. Bassitt not having to worry about a DH on the road in an NL ballpark. He's been better on the road than at home with 3.07 road ERA, averaging over 19 DraftKings points per start. At Texas, 12. At Cleveland, 9. But then Detroit, 32, 4. Pittsburgh, 13. Toronto, 30. He's very, very up and down. He's more of a GPP than a cash due to his price point at $9,300. But it is a Cardinals team that's striking out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And they've just been really, really bad. We saw Miami come in there, and their guys just shut them down. Their offense as a whole has not been good. 4.5 team total. Lefties, 347. Righties, 256 versus Bassitt. A lot of righties in that Cardinals lineup. And as a team, a 312 WOBA and a 156 ISO, it's average at best versus right-handed pitching. So it's really nothing to get too excited about there with the Cardinals. So Bassitt is going to be a sneaky guy, kind of one of the higher-priced guys that could sneak in there with a good start for you. So 9K and above, I got Bieber, Cole, Scherzer, Chris Bassitt is where I'm looking there. But if you want to drop down, you want to save some cash, you want to get the big boy arms, Andrew Heaney at home against Cincy is very, very intriguing at $8,800. Keep an eye on that one. That could be a nice low ownership pivot later on. You got David Price at 86. Probably one of the chalkier plays. We saw how chalky Erod was last night. Price, 308 home ERA. He did struggle against Chicago earlier this year, but for the most part, he's been pretty good. His last couple starts have not been at Minnesota, 11. At home against Texas, got shellacked. But then prior to that, 31, 22, 23, a beating, 21. Very up and down stuff, but $8,600 for David Price with some tremendous upside in his matchup against Chicago. A Chicago team that strikes out about 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. You got Price, 27% K rate, 12% swinging strike, 45% ground ball rate. All very, very nice. And a White Sox team with a 327 WOBA, which isn't bad, but only a 145 ISO versus left-handed pitching. Lefties hitting 251, righties only 293 versus David Price. So Price at $8,600. Some serious upside in this matchup. We've seen him get destroyed at times. It happens. But overall, pretty good spot there for Price. Probably chalky, but we'll have to keep an eye on that one. Could be worth the chalk if it all goes correctly. After Price, it's all about making your own decisions here. Madison Bumgarner, $8,200 at home against the Rockies. Mad Bum's having that up and down, kind of rocky season. 3.99 home ERA. He's faced the Rockies twice this year, though. 5 earned and 13 innings, striking out 15. He's averaging over 24 per start against the Rocks. Last few home starts, 15 against Milwaukee, 21 against the Dodgers. 17 against Atlanta, 17 against Cincy, 24 against the Dodgers. So it's almost like 17 or more at home, which is not bad at $8,200. It's a Rockies team that Drew Pomeranz had to get two early runs to David Dahl homer, but he still struck out 11 in five innings pitched. The Rockies do strike out quite a bit. They strike out over almost 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They're not in Coors anymore. Mad Bum, 23% K rate, does give up a lot of fly balls, a lot of hard contact. That's been his bugaboo this year. But lefties are hitting 289, righties 358 off Mad Bum. It's not a lock and load play, but pitching in that ballpark helps a ton. $8,200 does have some serious upside in that matchup. You got Logan Allen of the San Diego Padres, $8,100 at the Baltimore Orioles. Allen was phenomenal in his debut, seven shutout innings, and three hits, five Ks for 26 DraftKings points at home against Milwaukee. Pitched really good in the minors, had some good strikeout stuff, got those strikeouts late against Milwaukee. I know there's some guys concerned about not getting the strikeouts, but he got it done towards the end. And Baltimore strikes out 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So that's a big one to look at there. Small sample sizes for everything else when it comes to Logan Allen. But Baltimore, 305 woba and 157 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So nothing too crazy there. The strikeouts will be there to help kind of offset some other things. So Allen at 81, very much worth a look. And then in this up in this area, Jack Flaherty at 79 at home against the Oakland Athletics. The A's offense can be very good. There will be no DH, so maybe no Crush or something different going on. But we talked about it last time Flaherty pitched. He's got some massive home road splits. 2.49 home ERA compared to 6.68 on the road. He's averaging almost 19 points per game at home compared to 7 on the road. Against Miami, 7 innings, 3 earned, 8 Ks for 23 points. Prior to that, he had 21 against Chicago at home, 25 against Atlanta at home. Really, really likes pitching at home. There's something about that familiarity of being at home. Getting this Oakland team with no DH could be a really nice spot here for Jack Flaherty. 21% K rate for the A's against right-handed pitching. Flaherty, 27% K rate, 38% ground ball rate. Lots to take a look at there. And you have an Oakland team with a 3.95 team total, so below 4. Currently fourth lowest on the slate. That has time to change. Lefty's 364, righty's only 272 off Jack Flaherty. So at $7,900, does have some upside in his matchup. So in this 7-8 K-ish range, David Price 1, Logan Allen 2, Mad Bum 3, Jack Flaherty 4. But all of them are in play depending on how you want to make it happen. So don't just sleep on that. And then when you are punting tonight, you got guys like Tyler Mahle at the Angels, $7,200. Someone to keep an eye on there. The Angels don't strike out a ton. Mahle just has that ability to grind along, sneak in some strikeouts. Could be a good punt play at $7,200 in what should be a pretty low scoring affair. This one's going to be a fun one. He's $6,800. Albert Alzale of the Chicago Cubs was outstanding in his debut. Came out of the bullpen 4 innings. One hit was a solo homer for the one earned. 2 walks, 5 Ks for 19.2 against the Mets. He's getting the start tonight. Question marks are how far does he go? Does he go 4, 5, 6 innings? We don't know. But at $6,900, serious upside in that matchup against the Atlanta Braves. Yes, the wind's blowing out, but they strike out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. 37% ground ball rate for Alzale in that start. It's kind of a pick your poison. With that wind blowing out, it's scary. We saw it didn't work as well last night. You never know. But Alzale has that big, big strikeout stuff at $6,800. Could sneak it in for you there. And then last but not least, keep an eye on it. This is not a must play by any means. But Chad Green's been very interesting at $5,700 in his... since he started opening, he didn't open last... He came in and pitched 2/3 of an inning last night. So this is subject to change then. He came in late and pitched 2/3 of an inning to get out of the jam. But if he starts, keep an eye on it because he's gotten 10, 15, 9, 9.3 in his last three openers. He goes 2 innings in each of them, but he's got big-time strikeout stuff. And Toronto strikes out a ton at $5,700. It could be a long-shot dart throw, but it was an interesting idea at the time. So I got Alzale, Mahle, Green down below. Maybe, hopefully, another punt opens up before then. Recapping your pitching, Bieber, Cole, Scherzer, Bassett up top. In the middle, Price, Allen, Bumgarner, Flaherty, and Heaney is going to get thrown in there somewhere. The more we look at things in Lionel's crowd, there's a good chance Heaney is a play as well. Then down below, Alzale, Mahle, and Chad Green. All right, to the bats on this 15-gamer. But before we do that, go check out thequantedge.com. It's a great, great fantasy website. They got football cranking up. The website's changing. They have an iOS app coming out. Great stuff coming down the pipeline for your football season. We got baseball rocking and rolling. And if you want $10 off the rest of the season package, get the baseball package for $74.99. Promo code Bubba. Or if you want your first month of all sports football, baseball, get your best ball information for football, play some baseball, Get that for $19.99 using promo code Bubba. So go and check us out at thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. Really helped me out, and it would mean a lot to me. I appreciate that. All right, the bats on this 15-gamer catcher position. You got Gary Sanchez versus Clayton Richards, $5,600. Great spot for Gary, of course. The Yankees, lefties 331, righties 383 versus Clayton Richards. All the Yankees do are mash home runs. So there's a lot to like there. Sanchez at 56. Always GPP only. We say it all the time. He showed it yesterday. Still a good spot there for El Gary. Omar Narvaez versus Davies at 48. It's a very interesting play. But Wilson Contreras went deep yesterday. Wind blowing out again. He's got Fried on the mound. Lefties 266. Righties 322 off Max Fried. So Wilson at 47. I think he's got pretty good upside, just like Gary. You get to save about $1,000 if you're paying up a catcher. Christian Vasquez at 44 is a little pricey. I try to get up to Contreras, but he's not a horrible play there versus Fulmer. You could go Brian McCann versus Alzolay at 41 if you want to play the wind factor there and hope this kid just kind of throws a fastball that just gets crushed. That's an option at 41. But I got a lot of guys like JT Realmuto, broke his slump last night. He's 3,900 versus Lockett. There's some upside there if you want to save some cash. Definitely a decent play there. Steven Vogt, he got banged up in Arizona. If he's back in the lineup, 3,700 versus Chichi Gonzalez is a good look there. Chichi is very, very bad at baseball. Very, very bad. I can't say it enough. He's very bad at baseball. The Giants are relevant tonight, which is crazy. When you go down farther, though, you got the likes of... I figured I'd see him here. Where the heck did he go? Did he get priced up? No, he's not here yet. Oh, there he is. Pedro Severino, $3,700 for Logan Allen. Severino's been crushing lefties. If you want to fade Logan Allen, Severino at 37 is a very good value at catcher in that matchup. And then other than that, it's, you know, you pick your poisons as you go down. Like Austin Hedges for San Diego versus Yacobonis. Whoever's coming in, he's cheap. Baltimore pitching is dreadful, so the Padres become very relevant and become cash savings throughout the slate. First base, you know, Big Meat Pete's not bad. Freddie Freeman at 55 if you're paying up. Carlos Santana continues to get it done at 53. All good looks. All good looks. Even Edwin Encarnacion. Rizzo hits lefties well. All 5K and above. All great looks. If I had to pick just one or two, it'd be Carlos Santana. It'd be E5. Those would be the two I'd be looking at right there in the 5K and above range. We drop below 5K, though. Like Luke Voit at 48 is very, very intriguing. He just keeps getting it done. He had about the second last night, 16 more points. GPP only with Voit. There's some Yankees you can play more cash game. Some are just GPP only. Voit's a GPP guy. You got Trey Mancini versus Logan Allen, a good spot there at 48. So he'll get, I have a feeling the Orioles will get overlooked. I think a lot of guys will want to go to Logan Allen, which I get from the aspect that the Orioles strike out a lot. They help out pitchers a lot, but they have a couple guys that can hit that lefty pretty well. Reese Hoskins went deep last night. They love the Philly stack. I like him again tonight against Lockett. It's a very good spot there for Philadelphia. 5.16 total. Lefties, 449. Righties, 329 off Lockett. A small sample, of course, but lots to like there from Philly as their bats keep waking up. You get Reese at 46. They're not like cheap, but they're not the expensive bats that you're going to see on the slate. We got a lot of high totals, like I said. It looks like probably nine or more of the totals will be nine or higher. We got one, two, three, four, like six that are 4.9 team totals or higher, and we're still waiting on some that are definitely be higher than that. So, lots of offense tonight, and you can sneak the Phillies in yet again at 46. If you want to play that, who's going to hit a home run like Garrett Cole game, Josh Bell is a good running for that. But Eric Hosmer at 45 versus Yacobonis and the other Orioles pitching is very, very intriguing, especially in cash. $4,500 Hosmer in cash, not too bad. CJ Cron at 44 in a GPP. Jay Bruce had a pinch hit homer last night. He's 44 versus Lockett. He's first base outfield eligible. He's a good look there. Jose Abreu went deep yesterday. He's 43 versus David Price. I don't hate that at all. Sliding on down, Brandon Dixon has been very, very good for the Detroit Tigers. Very, very good, but pretty good. You know, two zeros back-to-back, but then a 16, a 16, 7, 14. He's been putting up some decent numbers, $4,100 versus Jesse Chavez if you want to get really weird. I was hoping that game was in Texas, but it's not. Matt Olson in a GPP at 41 versus Flaherty. You can attack there if you so choose. But going on down farther, Bobby Bradley at 4K versus Sparkman's great. Bobby's got 9, he's got 11, he's got doubles in both of his first two games. He'll strike out a lot, but he'll hit a lot of hard contact. 4K versus Sparkman is a great price tag for Bobby Bradley if you want to save some money at the first base position. I like that quite a bit. going on down below 4K, though. It's kind of a guessing game. You know, Paul Goldschmidt's only 38 in a GPP. You can go there. Renato Nunez loves lefties. He's 3,700 versus Allen if you want to go GPP on that one. Brandon Belt versus Chichi at 37. Rowdy Tellez versus Green and the rest of the Yankees at 36. Pretty interesting matchup there. So, yeah, so you got some GPP options down here. If Jesus Aguilar cracks the Milwaukee lineup, he's 3,500 versus Marco Gonzalez. That can be a super GPP-type punt. So there are some GPP plays below 4K, but I wouldn't go below Bobby Bradley in cash. Second base, you got Ketel Marte at 55 versus Stripling. Very much worth a look, but this goes to DJ LeMahieu at 53. Just continually keeps getting it done. 18 more points last night. 18, 31, 11, 18, 21, 12, 16, 8, 13 over his last nine. The dude is just so damn good. $5,300. Really, really good look for you there. Yeah, Gleyber Torres and GPPs, but LeMahieu, cash, GPP, you name it. This dude is lights out good and is a great play against Clayton Richard tonight. Danny Santana's been swinging a good. He's 5K versus Zimmerman, but I try to get up to LeMahieu if I'm paying that much. Moustakas in a GPP, I'd rather have over Danny Santana at 5K versus Marco. Moustakas can't hit lefties just fine, and Marco's been dog poop for the most part. He really has not been good. Milwaukee's got a 5.16 total, and then he's got some reverse splits. His lefties are hitting 336, righty's 314 off of Marco. Dropping below 5K, like Jeff McNeil, continues to get it done. He's 4,800 versus Arrieta. Pitch to contact Arrieta versus McNeil at 48. It's a very good cash game look for you there. Eric Sogard's been heating up. He's 45. If you need to go there, I'd try to get to McNeil. McNeil's the younger Sogard, basically. Same kind of player. Going on down farther, like Ozzie Albies at 44. Really good look there versus Alzolay at that price point. Switch it and Johnny VR. I love me some Lurie Gurriel in the GPP almost every day. He went deep again. But Jason Kipnis at 41. Very good cash game play versus Sparkman. Very, very good. Tommy La Stella at only 41 versus Tyler Molle is very nice. Molle's a good pitcher, but La Stella at 41 has got some serious upside in that matchup against Molle. The Angels have basically a five-team total. Lefties 345, righties 274 off Molle. That's a good price point for Tommy La Stella, who's been much heavier at times. He's kind of, you know, he's still playing well, but he's not streaking like he was before. But $4,100 has its appeal for sure. Kevin Bijou at 39 in GPP, don't hate it. Jose Altuve at only 39 in GPP. Rougned Odor at only 38. So a lot of good GPP or just value plays if you're willing to roll the dice so far on this slate. 15 gamer, you'd expect to have it pretty large, but you got some. Kiki Hernandez only $3,700 versus the lefty Robbie Ray. That's GPP relevant. So interesting stuff there. Kind of see where it all comes out. Brian Dozier's 3,500 versus Trevor Richards. A little bit of upside there in that matchup as well. Third base, and there's going to be a lot of stuff I don't hit on because there's so many players. That's what the chats are for. The Slack chat, the member Discord at the Quant Edge, stuff along those lines to answer all your questions after this first look podcast. Third base, you got Machado at 55. Look how he's finally come up. How many times for you loyal listeners did we say he's too cheap? He's below 4,000. This is stupid. He's going to hit. Well, now he's hitting 278 with 16 dongs. He's averaging almost 19 points over his last 10. 24, 19, 16, 10, 19, 11, 12, 33, 33. That's his last 10 games, folks. 10 or more points in 10 straight games. You heard it here first. It was just a matter of time, and he's in a phenomenal smash spot tonight, and he's the highest-priced third baseman now. $5,500 for Mr. Machado. Rafael Devers at 54, very good look there for Fulmer as well. Very, very good spots. You got DJ LeMahieu at 53. So those top three guys, very solid plays all around. Machado's a great, great play against Yacobonis. Going back to Baltimore, a little revenge dong for Machado, possibly. Got Moustakas at 5K, Chris Bryant at 49 versus Max Fried. Very interesting play there for the Doyers, for the Cubs, as we talked about. Fried, you know, right, he's hitting 322 off of him, so could be a fun one there for Crush Bryant at 49. Scott Kingery tries to keep it going at 40, another double-digit night last night for Kingery. Very good stuff from him, and good matchup for the Phillies, as we said earlier. Hunter Dozier with all the hard contact from Bieber could be an interesting GPP play. Mad Bum as well. Arenado versus Mad Bum as well at 47. Mancada hit one from the right side of the plate off of E-Rod last night. You get him at 46 for his price tonight. But Eduardo Escobar's in play. Alex Bregman, very good looks as well at 46. It's like this middle 4K range is okay. Like Donaldson in that matchup. Like Donaldson North, I like a lot. You kind of get down here, it's kind of wishy-washy with Dozier, Arenado, Mancada, good plays, Bregman, good plays. I'd almost want to pay up more or save some cash and go down to like a David Bote at 43 versus Fried. Jose Ramirez, another good game last night at 4,200. He put up 18 more points last night. He's averaging over 10 in his last 10, 18, 15, 10, and 10 in his last four. He's getting it done. A great matchup for Glenn Sparkman at 42. The Indians are a very good price point to really help your lineups out tonight. They currently have the highest team total at 5.8. Again, we're waiting on some big ones to come here that'll be very large. But a total of 5.8, lefties 392, righties 339 for Sparkman. So the Indians are very, very live again tonight. And Jose Ramirez at 42. We said Kipnis at 41. Some good value in that lineup. Bobby Bradley, 4K. You can make a lot of things happen with the Tribe. Hopefully they're not too chalky. But 15-game slate should have spread out pretty well. Drop a little Jose Ramirez, like Kyle Seager at 41. But LaStella at 41, I like that price point quite a bit on him. You got Matty Carpenter at 39 in GPP. I could get there. Chester Cuthbert, if you're going super weird with the Royals, you could. But Eugenio Suarez versus the lefty Heaney at 37, not a bad gamble on that one. And then Colin Moran at 34, another gamble punt against Garrett Cole. All right, shortstop, you got Fernando Tatis Jr. at 57 and then Machado at 55. The Padres priced up for good reasons. As you look at Baltimore and the way they pitch, you can definitely take advantage of that. But if you don't want to pay up for a Padre, which sometimes most people wouldn't, you got Gleyber Torres at 52, Lindor against Sparkman at 51. He's one of the few. Him and Mercado will be your expensive Indians, and Lindor is very much worth it. But Javi Baez, I've been loving his cheap prices. He's up to 5K tonight, and he's worth it. 17 points last night, 21 the night before, a 0, then a 9, 26, 12. Against Max Fried tonight, Baez at 5K is a great play. Really, really, really good play with Javi Baez. You slide on down, though, like Elvis Andrus will be super low owned if you want to go there. I try to get up to Baez or Lindor, personally. I'm not going to... On a 15-game slate, I'll try to get as weird as usual just because it's going to be spread out. There's so many options there. So you try to make it work. Tim Anderson in the GPP at 45. I can get behind that against David Price for sure. But like Dansby Swanson with deep again yesterday, $4,300. The Braves aren't overpriced outside of Freeman and probably Acuna and Riley on this slate. So Swanson at 43 versus Alzolay and the Cubs bullpen. Worth a look for you there. J.P. Crawford, big 4-for-4 game on Sunday. 31 DraftKings points. He has 31, 0, 17, 12, and 11 in his last five. $4,300 for Zach Davies. J.P. Crawford won't be owned today. I'll tell you that right now, he will not be owned. And I'm not saying he's a smash play, but he's a very, very good play. Lefty's hitting 361, righty's 305 off Davies. Davies has been bum of late. Really, really bad. And so a guy like J.P. Crawford at 43, if you're looking to save a few dollars, not a bad look for you there. A few other ones to maybe look at. Paul DeJong on a GPP facing a righty. Gene Segura heating up. Played him yesterday. He crushed it for 29. He's going to get it going again. He had that big streak for a while. Right now it's like 29, 7, 5, 8, 14, kind of pedaling along. He's hitting the ball really hard right now, and he showed it last night. 4K versus Lockett, it's a really good price tag in that matchup. You got Didi Gregorius at 37, it's lefty, he's just fine. He's enjoying while he's cheap. 10 points last night, I keep saying it. He's going to bust out, and then it's going to be Machado all over again. He might not make it up to 5,500, but Didi's going to be that 4,500 and above range pretty regularly once he gets things going. So Didi at 37 is a value in that Yankees lineup that just puts up run after run after run. It's going to be that way every time you listen to Quick Hits. It's very rarely are they going to face a pitcher where I'm like, you know what? The Yankees aren't playing tonight. None of them. None of the nine in the lineup are going to play. It'd be very rare it's going to happen this year. It will, because they'll face a couple aces where I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like it. But at the same time, the way they hit home runs, that's a great leverage play. So that's another podcast for another day. But Didi at 37, very much worth a look. And then just kind of check your lineup like Luis Arias and stuff like that to see if you want to punt. Jose Iglesias, Peraza versus Heaney will be some cheapies as well down there if you need to get weird. Outfield, Christian Yelich, great play. Mike Trout, great play. Cody Bellinger, not bad. Blackman, not bad. Ketel Marte, pretty darn good. But Hunter Renfro at 54 versus Yacobonis, love it. Save 400 off of Yelich. Renfro's going deep tonight. Calling it right now. Renfro going deep in Baltimore. That's a big boy play. Betts versus Fulmer, very nice. Got Austin Riley, talked about him. But I'd rather have Ronald Acuna for 5K, $200 cheaper than Austin Riley. JD's in play. The Red Sox versus Fulmer is a very, very solid play. There's no secret there. Lefty's 332, righty's 333 off cars from Fulmer. But you get the Padres lower owned, most likely, in that matchup. Ronald Acuna, I love him at 5K. When you slide on down, though, like Domingo Santana versus Zach Davies at 5K can be sneaky, very sneaky. Got Benintendi at 49 to go with Chris Bryant. Oscar Mercado dropped a couple hundred bucks. He's 4,900, only 3 points last night. Still averaging 12 over his last 10. GPP only with Mercado at 49, but very good look for you there. You got Juan Soto at 49 versus Richards. Like that quite a bit in that matchup. But Jordan Alvarez, it's Jordan Alvarez. He's 4,900 bucks versus Trevor Williams. Jordan, big boy night tonight. 19 points his last time out, 13.5 overall, 19-25, 2-21 over his last four. He's only GPP relevant, but by God, when he goes off. And in a great spot versus Trevor Williams tonight. When you got Houston with the 5.62 team totals, lefties 342, righties 322 off of Williams. So yes, Jordan Alvarez, very good play for you. Jeff McNeil, mentioned him already. Scott Kingery, I do like him at 48 quite a bit. Again, back to Seattle. Seattle will be overlooked. You got Malik Smith, 12 more points on Sunday. 12-7, 35-10, 11 in his last five. He's averaging almost over 12 in his last 10. He's getting on. He's stealing bags. He's getting the job done against Zach Davies. Very good look there at 4,800. So you got some savings with Seattle. Aaron Judge had the day off yesterday. Good chance he is back in the lineup at 47 in a great spot. Michael Conforto, our boy Matty Moe, was at the Church of Conforto yesterday as he went deep. 28 DraftKings points. Conforto over averaging over 10 in his last 10. Really good spot versus Arrieta tonight at 4,700. Shohei Ohtani had the weekend off basically with no DH in LA. Ready to rock and roll tonight at 47. Don't sleep on him. Giancarlo, don't call me Mike Stanton, went deep last night, 4,600. Really good spot again. Going on down like Nomar Mazara. I wish that game was in Texas versus Zimmerman. That'd be a freaking lock and low, but still not a horrible spot at 46. Nelly Cruz at GPP versus Blake Snell is interesting, but I'd rather Nick Senzel at 4,600 versus Andrew Heaney. I'd take that gamble a little safer than Nelson, but if you want to go really weird, Nelson Cruz is in play for you there. But lefty's 255, righty's 324 off Heaney. So Senzel has been swinging it so, so good at 4,600. Don't sleep on him tonight. Bryce Harper versus Lockett. Keep saying it's coming. He's not leaving the yard, but he got a couple RBI doubles last night. 14 points, 14, 11, 21 in his last three. He keeps getting it done. He's 45 versus Lockett. Good price tag for Mr. Bryce Harper this evening. As you slide on down, like Jay Bruce at 44, mentioned him. Ryan Braun versus the lefty Marco Gonzalez at 44 is a very, very good look for you. Yasiel Puig is straight fire right now. He's 44 versus Heaney. Puig's almost averaging 15 over his last 10, 14, 16, 25, 18, 19. And he's only 4,400 bucks versus Heaney. We just talked about how righties can hit Heaney pretty well. So keep that one in mind for you there. A few other guys here. Michael Brantley, not a bad play. Eloy Jimenez at 43 almost went deep. Just took off the top of the monster. He's 43 versus Price. Good GPP look for you there. Like Franmil Reyes in Baltimore at 42 is a very good look. Lorenzo Cain has been struggling a ton, but does get Marco Gonzalez at 42. Brian Reynolds, Starling Marte, if you want to play that who's going to hit Cole game, you can. Not sure you need to, but you can. Will Myers at 41. So some of these Padres are actually pretty cheap if you want to get really weird. On the slate this side, it's the stat San Diego is ballsy, but Baltimore's pitching is the woat. It is the worst in baseball. So bad. They're using openers. You get the Baltimore bullpen all game. You can't ask for much more. Like, seriously, the Padres could be so sneaky nice. Like, I might sink with the Padres ship or sail like a king. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, Padres, Phillies, and a couple others we talked about could get really weird tonight and get some good pitching. Might be a way to sneak some Mad Max in your lineup. We'll see how that works. But back to what you're here for, the outfielders. J.D. Davis, interesting play at 4,100. David Peralta at only 41 for Stripling. Adam Jones, not bad either, as you're going to get a lot of Stripling, and then I think Urias will probably come in after him. So it's good pitching. It'll just be interesting to see how it all plays out. Justin Upton, Cole Calhoun at 41 each, not bad. JBJ went deep yesterday. He's 4K tonight. Aaron Hicks is 4K, went deep yesterday. Hicks hits lefties very, very well. So don't sleep on that play. If he's hitting third again at 4K, he's a very, very solid play. Very, very solid play. Delano DeShields at 4K and a GPP. Same with Nico Goodrum at 4K. You can look those directions. Other than that, like Yastrzemski of the Giants at 4K is a good value versus Chichi. I mentioned Kevin Biggio. Nick Markakis, only 39, good value play there against Alizé. A few others. If Josh Naylor cracks the lineup, he played a lot when they had a DH. If he cracks the lineup at 38, that's a very solid GPP play. Again, more cheap Padres. You get Josh Reddick at 38. Alex Dickerson of the Gigantes at 38. We talk about the sheets over at the Fantasy Sports DGens by Dirework and Mike Tuck. The top value play hitting-wise, price point plus matchup is Alex Dickerson tonight at 3,800. So we'll take a look at that. But so many ways to go. So many ways to go on a 15-game slate. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, Bieber, Cole, Scherzer, Bassett. In the middle, Price, Allen, Bumgarner, Flaherty. Heaney might sneak in there as well. Down below, Alizé, Molle, Chad, Green. All right, when you're stacking it up tonight, tons and tons of ways to go. But obviously, the Yankees are in play. There's no sugarcoating that. They're going to be a smash spot against the opener and then Clayton Richard. No hiding that at all. Wind blowing out in Wrigley. You got the Cubs versus Max Fried. Righties are spanking Max Fried. And plus, some of the Cubs lefties actually hit lefties really well. So keep an eye on that one. You could go the Braves in that matchup as well. Boston versus Fulmer is a good spot, but not one of my top spots. It's a very good spot, but not one of my top spots. I don't mind the Giants as value versus Chichi Gonzalez because Chichi is bad. Really, really bad. He's making his first start for the minors. He's horrible. The Padres versus Jimmy Yacobonis, I've said it a ton. That could be so nice in that matchup versus Yacobonis. Could be bad because that's what the Padres do, but in that ballpark, against that pitching staff, at those price points, there's a lot you could do with the Padres. I love the Indians versus Glenn Sparkman, another cheap hitting option there. They're the top price or the top total at the moment as we're waiting for some 5.8. Really good spot there for Cleveland. You could go Houston. I like Philadelphia a lot versus Walker Lockett. Milwaukee's a quiet one. Texas is a quiet one. You got a few others you can kind of peek and choose at. Seattle could be sneaky versus Zach Davies. That's one as well. So some of the sneakier ones I like are Seattle, Philadelphia, Cleveland, San Diego, and the Giants. Those are kind of the not-so-popular ones I'll be really diving into as the day goes on. All right, BVPing it up for you. Miguel Cabrera, 4-for-14 with a home run off of Jesse Chavez. Logan Forsythe, 7-for-16, two doubles off Jordan Zimmermann. Giancarlo, 4-for-8 with a double and a homer off Clayton Richard. DJ LeMahieu, 7-for-23 with a double and a triple. Jeff McNeil, 7-for-13 with a double and a homer off Arrieta. Wilson Ramos, 5-for-10. Todd Frazier, 8-for-26, a double and two homers. And the top father is raking right now. You got Curtis Granderson, 12-for-43, three doubles, three homers off Mad Max. That was interesting. Rendon's taking Richards deep. Not a ton going here. Polanco, 3-for-6, not much. Kevin Kiermaier, 6-for-14, three doubles off Kyle Gibson. Nick Ahmed, 5-for-9, a double and a homer off Ross Stripling. David Peralta, 6-for-18, four doubles. Kiki Hernandez has taken Robbie Ray deep three times. He's only 8-for-34. Chris Taylor, 8-for-26, two doubles. Mark Reynolds, 6-for-18, two homers off Mad Bum. Chris Hionetta, 7-for-24, two doubles and a homer. Blackman, 13-for-36, a double and a homer. Arenado, four doubles, two homers. Stuff to think about there. When looking at the sheets, they're updated this morning. Your top value pitchers, Mad Max, Garrett Cole. Even in that price point, Max is projected for 42 DraftKings points. That's crazy. Garrett Cole's projected for 29. Trevor Richards, 20. He's the third highest. Then goes Flaherty, Molle, Heaney, Ray, Price. Those are your top value pitchers according to the sheets. Your top valued hitters, I mentioned Alex Dickerson's way up there. Kyle Garlick, pretty popular right-handed bat, cheap against Robbie Ray. DJ LeMahieu, Kevin Pillar, Chris Taylor, Wilson Ramos, Yasiel Puig, Jason Kipnis, very popular ones up top there. If you come to the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat, the sheets are right there for everyone's enjoying pleasure. All right, less than 40 minutes on a 15-game slate. I will take it. I will take it. I try not to go this long, but I will take it. Hope everybody has a great Tuesday. Lots of great stuff. TheQuantEdge.com, promo code Bubba. Get you the packages you need there. I'll be there in the member Discord throughout the day. And the batter breakdown will be out later today. FantasySportsDGens.com, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse, previewing this week's PGA Tour action, the Rocket Mortgage Classic, dropped last night. Lots of good stuff there. Also, a new Bench with Bubba episode 182 with Tim Heaney of RotoWire. Great stuff there as well. So go check all that out. Much, much more coming up for you this week. Hope everybody has a great Tuesday. Give a rating or review on iTunes. I'd appreciate it. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 25th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.